What's up, everyone from all around the world, including Canada, USA, areas of Long Island, plus the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens. I'm here to help and guide you about Anchor. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it. Let me break it down to you. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, distribute your podcast. Of course, add music intros, outros, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get sponsorship. Isn't that great? It's everything you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. Like I always say, if you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster host, like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get a head start. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening. Let's go. Yes, good evening, everyone from the USA, all over the world, Canada, plus the five spots of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. Of course, Long Island, a.k.a. Strong Island. I'm your man, G Money Stacks, a.k.a. Lonely Nomad, a.k.a. The Gregonator, a.k.a. YouTuber, The Unstoppable Podcaster, AKA Host with the Most, and of course, Rookie Podcaster, Queens, New York. and you are now listening and rocking with Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast Review Show, episode 45. And we have a great show for you today. First and foremost, if you are new to the channel from the YouTube universe and a new listener, welcome to the show. And you missed any previous episodes whatsoever, feel free to subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast YouTube channel page. Make sure you enable alerts alongside with the notification bell. Stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes. Leave a like and a comment along with the episodes and topics. Download your favorite episodes along with sharing the videos, sharing the episodes. Also download your favorite episodes and stuff like that. And I will review the audio streaming platforms on the go at the end of the show. And we are live and direct from StreamYard, YouTube, and my Instagram live for IGTV for Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. Make sure you turn your notifications on Instagram along with the other pages and my personal primary handle, which I will get to at the end of the show. So here we go. Now, how am I feeling mentally, physically, and spiritually, you ask? Well, first, we'll go with mentally right here. Mentally, I was feeling like I was about to be on the verge of, giving up, because this morning I looked at my primary YouTube channel for my other show that I just finished episode 106 on, which is off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast. 58 subscribers, even though I'm close to 3,000 views. I've been feeling a little discouraged lately because, for me, as a rookie podcaster, I shouldn't feel this way, but only because of the fact that a lot of people that I try to talk to, as far as trying to promote my podcast shows face to face, but it's been very difficult, because not just because of the slamdemic that's going on, but it's because everybody's too busy at work and stuff. So it kind of made me feel like I was being blown off. So it started off from feeling a little discouraged and stuff. And I actually ended up reaching out to somebody from a poker app that I watch people live stream and stuff to be a part of my show next Thursday. So next Thursday of my number one show off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast, there's going to be a special guest on there. So hopefully you guys, stay tuned and rock with me while I have this guest and stuff. So, we'll see what happens though, man. Hopefully I'll be able to get as much confidence and encouragement and stuff like that, and more support, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how I'm feeling mentally. Now physically and spiritually, I am doing all right as far as anything. It's been a difficult challenge. I can't say it's easy, but you know what I mean? And part of being a podcaster, and for those who want to create one and stuff, I will explain the important keys into having a successful podcast and stuff. So, and it's very important that I actually
be there to actually guide you through this process and stuff. So, you know, it takes time to actually be able to make more content and stuff, you know what I mean? And of course, last year, I just had a 1 year anniversary for my number one podcast show that I just did an hour ago. And I'm trying to do the same for this podcast right here and my sports podcast as well. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to make those things happen. So yeah. So physically and spiritually, I am doing all right despite the ups and downs that I've been going through. So there you have it right there. What we're gonna do right here is before we even go to the music Kool-Aid part, I want to go to the main segment called the Chillax Man Cave Popcorn Lounge. All right, that's where we go over the TV shows and the movies and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's gonna go down right here, man. So here we go. all right, so. This is according to We Got This Covered, whatever that. Okay, yeah. So we're going to go over the best comedy movies of 2021. So here we go. With 2021 drawing to a close and less than a week left in a year full of the unexpected, we all trying to unwind and relax as we leave the year behind and welcome a new one. For some, that means extended time off of work, more days with friends and loved ones, even if only virtually, and of course, movie and TV binges. A genre that many movie buffs like to revisit at the end of the year is comedy. 2021 saw the premiere of more than a few funny films that were initially slated for a 2020 release, but were pushed back because of the COVID-19 pandemic, aka Slamdemic. While many fans had to watch these hilarious films from home as opposed to in cinemas, it was still exciting to see so many of them debut this year. Whether you made it out to the theater or planned your own theatrical premieres at home, we hope you are able to treat yourself to at least some of these films. Here's a roundup of our top 10 favorite comedies of the year, all of which are sure to help you end 2021 with a smile. So first movie in comedy is Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise is an adventure comedy that is now streaming on Disney Plus for all viewers to enjoy, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt. the film follows the journey of Frank Wolf and Lily Houghton as they embark on a mission across the Amazon. Their quest is filled with action, comedy, and danger as Wolf, the skipper, who typically fakes turmoil on jungle cruises, is faced with real trouble on their excursion to find the Lagrimas, the crystal tree. What's so special about this tree, and why are the characters willing to risk sudden death to find it? Of course, yeah, you would have to find out. You would have to watch Jungle Cruise to find out, and trust us when we tell you, you won't want to miss it. Baby Boss Family Business. Sheesh. Boss Baby is one of the best animated movies in recent years. And its sequel is an absolute must-watch. Boss Baby family business sees the Templeton family come together for the Christmas holiday. However, their reunion isn't what fans might initially expect. Tina, Tim's daughter, has to get her uncle Ted to their house for a special mission. Tim is convinced that Ted won't come, so he doesn't bother calling. This inspires Tina to take things into her own hands. And soon enough, Ted arrives. What happens next involves a special baby serum, a mission that must be completed within 48 hours, and plenty of laughs. When Tim and Ted come together, they start to realize that they've spent enough time apart, and by the end of the film, fans are treated to feel-good moments and a reminder about the importance of family. Okay, so we got Thunder Force. This one I never heard of before, actually. So Thunder Force not only stars some hilarious actors and actresses, but it's got a storyline that offers moments of awe, inspiration, and reflection. In this world, comics, cosmic rays affect sociopaths, leading Earth to become home to miscreants. Miscreants, oh shit. For years, a pair of best friends know that they have to put a stop to them. However, life separates them along the way, and a high school reunion is the event that reunites them. Things change during their time apart, making for a less than smooth reunion, but what did change was their drive to rid the world of miscreants. Fortunately, a discovery made by one of them might be exactly what they need to finish the job. And as the pair becomes superheroes, they must learn to work together again to protect the planet and find common ground. Free Guy. Especially one of the movies that one of my cousins from Florida actually recommended and stuff like that. Ryan Reynolds is synonymous with humor, so it's no surprise that Free Guy made the list as one of our favorite comedies of the year. Reynolds plays Guy, a bank teller who discovers that he's a non-player character in a video game. A realization that flips his life upside down as his eyes open to the possibilities in front of him. He finds himself in a world where he never could have imagined, with a woman he never expected. Gameplay soon becomes anything but a game, and the stakes and odds are at an all-time high. What happens when Free Guy has to become the ultimate hero and save the day? Yeah. Of course, obviously, the Addams Family 2. In the first film, the Addams Family finds a wonderfully isolated home on the outskirts of town, where they won't be ridiculed and tormented by those who don't understand them. What happens next is a wild journey that pits them against a woman who wants everyone and everything to be the same. The Addams Family just wants to live their lives in peace. And by the end of the film, things change for them. It's a sweet and meaningful storyline. So audiences were thrilled when the second movie was announced. The Addams Family 2 chronicles the Tito clan on vacation and is as hilarious as fans expected. The beauty of it all is seeing the lovable characters experience a variety of vacation ups and downs together, with the sequel serving as a valuable reminder that even when your family drives you crazy, of course, at the end of the day, they are often the ones who keep you grounded. I actually recently reviewed the Addams Family and the Addams Family 2 recently on episodes ago. In case you guys didn't see it and hear it, you guys check that out as well. And of course, obviously, the Don't Look Up movie, which is crazy, right? It's kind of crazy though, man, if you really think about it. Don't Look Up is a disaster comedy we never knew we needed. Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence played Dr. Randall, Mindy, and Kate Dibioski. Scientists trying to warn the world of an impending comet. The comet isn't just going to leave a mark. It's going to destroy the world. As they go everywhere from news stations to the White House to spread the word, it's clear that no one is buying what they're selling. This causes them to react very differently to public opinion, and in turn, everything falls apart. Does the film ultimately serve as a commentary to our own modern day crisis? Even if you already know the answer to that, this film is still worth a watch. I'm not sure about that one right there, man. I don't know, because isn't it, hold on. Okay. There's certain movies that involves a comet or anything like that, that ends up being a sad movie. And usually I don't like sad movies and stuff. And as far as Dunk Up, I don't know, man, because if a comet hits Earth and it destroys everything, I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to be a sad ending. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a happy ending, man, unless they have something to actually prove. So, you know, I'm not sure. So we'll see. Anyway. Okay, so what we got here is Moxie. All right, so when a 16-year-old named Vivian discovers her mother's rebellious past, she's inspired to do something that will help the bias and wrongdoings running rampant in her high school. She publishes a zine titled Moxie that exposes her school, and just like that, a movement is born. There's drama, comedy, humbling moments, and unlikely people who are brought together when they realize that equality is necessary for the survival and the furthering of humanity as a whole. Oh, shit. The Mitchells versus the Machines. Oh, shit. Oh, man. The Mitchells versus the Machines is an adorable family comedy that caught everyone by surprise this year. The animated film sees a family taking a vacation together before their oldest child goes off to college. That what happens during their family vacation is something we're all probably familiar with. A healthy level of chaos. Even the best planned trips tend to end up with a wrench thrown in somewhere. Soon, however, the chaos turns into total mayhem when machines start taking over the world. As the Mitchells try to stay together and avoid being trapped by the machines, they must also find a way to save the rest of the world. You'll spend the duration of this movie laughing with loved ones and facing the realization that technology is great, but it's the quality of time spent with those we care about that's far more important than anything our phones can give us. Okay, so Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar, or whatever that means. When Barb and Star decide to take the brave leap and leave their hometown for the first time, they find adventure beyond their wildest imaginings. Their vacation takes them to Vista Del Mar, Florida, which I never even heard of this area before. and brings them face to face with the nuances and trends of the new age, unlike their lives back home. It seems that time hasn't touched soft rock. Oh man, soft rock Nebraska. Soft rock. Oh shit. And at one point in the trailer, it's noted that they don't even have cell phones. Everything is bright, fun, and vibrant in Vista Del Mar, and Barb the star are there to shake things up. But someone else in Vista Del Mar wants to shake things up too. And not in a good way. A villain is amid the happy-go-lucky townspeople, and she's got a vendetta. What happens when Barb and Star cross paths with Sharon and her evil that threatens to ruin the town? Of course, you're gonna know what to do to answer that. You have to watch for yourself, folks. So there you go. Vacation Friends is one of those films that you might honestly turn on without expecting the masterpiece you are about to see. The movie has a wonderfully hilarious cast, including Lil Rel Howery, Yvonne Orgy. not the orgy from a sexual pleasure, folks. Yo. John Cena and Meredith Hagner. When Marcus surprises Emily with a beautiful and relaxing vacation, everything that could go wrong does. When the two stumble upon a couple eager to be their friends, they are a bit unsure at first. However, Ron and Kyla recruit them to take part in a week of debauchery like none they've ever experienced. Marcus and Emily both have hesitations throughout the week, but ultimately decide to throw caution to the world. After Ron and Kayla want to stay in touch after their trip, but Marcus and Emily are not on board with the idea. Fast forward to months later, when Ron and Kayla show up to surprise Marcus and Emily for their wedding, and what results is a comedy you won't soon forget. Have you seen any of these comedies? Are there any you like to add to your watch list? Let us know. Of course. Damn, wait a second. Hey, hold on. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. It's 10. All right. all right. Let me. We're gonna go to a movie that came out last year, which kind of caught my attention. The name caught my attention. Like, what the hell is a licorice pizza, man? Like, folks, don't put licorice on your damn pizza, man. Don't do it. Yeah, don't do that shit, man. Unlike that fucking idiot who decides to fucking put fucking NyQuil with chicken. Don't do that shit, man. This is not that type of pizza, folks. So licorice pizza is a 2021 American coming of age comedy drama film written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also serves as one of the film's producers and cinematographers. The film stars Alina Haim, Cooper Hoffman, Sean Penn, Tom Waits, Bradley Cooper, and Benny Safdie. Weird. Okay. Licorice Pizza was released in the United States at select theaters on November 26, 2021, and was widely released on December 25, 2021. The film received acclaim from critics and received 3 awards from the National Board of Review, including Best Film. It was also named one of the best films of 2021 by the American Film Institute and received 4 nominations at the 79th Golden Globe Awards, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, along with 8 nominations at the 27th Critics' Choice Awards, including Best Picture. Like the sound of that, man. I got a port on that. Now, there is a soundtrack to this Licorice Pizza rated R movie. So, of course, Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood composed the film score Cues. The first trailer for the film, which was released online on September 27, 2021, was set to David Bowie's Life on Mars. The official soundtrack, of course, was released by Republic Records. included are some of the songs featured in the film, as well as one of the original tracks composed by Greenwood. Of course, the track listings goes like this. Okay, July Tree, Nina Simone, Writers, Irma Juris, Eve Miriam, Stumbling In, Chris Norman, and Susie Quattro. Wait, hold on. Oh, no. That's a different Susie. Mike Chapman, Nikki Chin, Sometimes I'm Happy, Johnny Guarnieri, Johnny Guarnieri, here we go, Vincent Humans, Irving Caesar, Humans. Accent, oh gosh, okay, oh lord, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's by Bing Crosby and the Andrew Sisters, featuring Vic Schoen and his orchestra, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, Blue Sands, Chico Hamilton Quintet featuring Buddy Collette, But You Are Mine, Sonny and Cher, Sonny Bono, My Ding-a-ling, oh shit, oh shit, oh man, Chuck Berry featuring Steve Miliband, Dave Bartholomew, Peace Frog, The Doors, Robbie Krieger, Jim Morrison, Let's Roll With It, Paul McCartney and the Wings, Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney, Life on Mars, David Bowie, Slip Away, Clarence Carter, William Armstrong, Marcus Daniel, and Wilbur Terrell, Diamond Girl, Seals and Crofts, Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. Oh man, what is up with these crazy ass funny names, man? I'm sorry, man, but this is like one of the craziest shits that I've ever heard in my life, man. I'm sorry, but You mean to tell me you can't come up with a fucking better name than that? Are you serious? Like, really? Oh my god. Okay, Green Sleeves, Mason Williams, Barra Baja Gal, Donovan with the Jeff Beck Group, Leslie Duncan, Susie Quattro, and Madeline Bell, writer Donovan, Softly Whispering, I Love You, The Congregation, Roger Greenaway, Roger Cook, oh man, Licorice Pizza, like, oh man, Johnny Greenwood, like, what the hell? If you could read my mind, Gordon Lightfoot, Walk Away, James Gang. Uh oh. What kind of name is James Gang, man? Oh my gosh. Licorice Pizza. I can't believe there's a song after this movie. Lisa, listen to me. Bless Sweat and Tears. Oh shit. David Clayton Thomas, Dick Halligan. Oh shit. Tomorrow May Not Be Your Day. Taj Mahal. All right, we're gonna go to reception right here, man. So as of January 19th, 2022, Licorice Pizza has grossed $10 million in the United States and Canada, and $4.5 million in other territories for a worldwide total of $14.5 million. Licorice Pizza opened in 4 theaters on November 26, 2021, including the Regency Village Theater in Los Angeles. It made $142,000 on its first day, $105,000 on its second, and $89,000 on its third for a $335,000 opening weekend and an average of $83,800 per screen. Audiences were reported to be 72% between the ages of 18 and 34, 66% male, and 70% Caucasian, 19% Latino and Hispanic, 8% Asian, and 3% Black. Close to 70% of all moviegoers were also college graduates. In its fifth weekend, the film expanded its release to 786 theaters and entered the box office top 10 for the first time with $1.9 million, finishing eighth. During the weekend, 66% of audience members were between the ages of 18 and 34. The film went on to earn $1.3 million in its sixth weekend. 981,886 in its seventh, and $879,511 in its eighth. Critical response on the review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes: 91% of 253 reviews are positive, with an average rating of 8.4 out of 10. The website's critical consensus reads, Licorice Pizza finds Paul Thomas Anderson shifting into a surprisingly comfortable gear and getting potentially star-making performances out of his fresh-faced leads. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned the film a score of 90 out of 100 based on 55 critics, indicating universal acclaim. Audiences polled by Post-Track gave the film 87% positive score, with 73% saying they would definitely recommend it. Oh boy. So this is crazy. So controversy. Licorice Pizza has received some criticism in the press and on social media for its inclusion of two scenes in which the character Jerry uses a demeaning mock Asian accent when speaking to his Japanese wives. Director Anderson, defended the scenes as being contemporaneous and accurate portrayals of the movie's time period. The group Media Action Network for Asian Americans, however, called for an awards boycott for the movie due to the decision to include these two scenes without any pushback from the characters. It's a fucking movie, man. Like, come on. Like, really, though? Like, that... You want to be fake outrage and shit? Hold on, man. Hold on. I don't like the fake outrage shit that's going on right here, man. Like, come on, man. It's a fucking movie, man. Like, come on, man. It's like stop this shit. Anyway, man. We're going to go to the accolades. hold on a second. Okay, one moment. All right, we're going to go to accolades right now, man. So the AACTA International Awards, which is going to happen, which happened last year. So everything is pending for the Alliance of Women Film Journalists. Everything's pending right now, so there's no actual information on here. So the American Film Institute, January 7th, top 10 movies of the year. Licorice Pizza won that one. Best Film, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Actress, Alana Haim. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Film Editing, Andy Jurgensen. Best Ensemble, the cast of Licorice Pizza, all got nominations. So that's for the Austin Film Critics Association. So the Robert R. Bobby McCarty Memorial Breakthrough Artist Award. Elena Haim, both won for that one, and Best Actress. Boston Society of Film Critics. Best Ensemble, the cast of Licorice Pizza won that one too. Best Film, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Actress, Alana Haim. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper, got nominations. This is for the Chicago Film Critics Association. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Most Promising Performer, Alana Haim. This is, they both won that one. The rest is just pending. So Dallas Fort Worth Film Critics Association, Best Director, Best Picture, Best Screenplay, Best Actress, Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson, Elena. One of them's in second place. The other one's fifth place. So the Detroit Film Critics Society, Best Actress, Alana Haim. Best Breakthrough Performance, Alana Haim. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. all got nominations. Elena Haim won for Best Actress. This is for the Florida Film Critics Circle. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, runner-up. Best Ensemble, the cast of Licorice Pizza, got a nomination. Breakout Award, Best Picture, Cooper Hoffman, Licorice Pizza, both won that. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson got a nomination. And this is for the Georgia Film Critics Association. Best Actress, Elena Haim. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Ensemble, the cast of Licorice Pizza. Breakthrough Award. The cast of Licorice Pizza, Elena Haim, all won. Cooper Hoffman got a nomination. Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Licorice Pizza. Best Actor, Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Cooper Hoffman. So this is the Golden Globes Awards. Got a nomination. Elena Haim for Best Actress, Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical. Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson got a nomination. So Hollywood Critics Association, Best Picture, Licorice Pizza is still pending. Best Picture, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Actress, Elena Haim. Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, nominated. Got nominations, actually. So this is the Houston Film Critics Society. London Film Critics Circle. This is the Film of the Year. Licorice Pizza. Paul Thomas Anderson, Screenwriter of the Year. That's still pending. Los Angeles Film Critics Association, Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Editing, Andy Jurgensen, runner-up. The National Board of Review, Best Film, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. You have Best Breakthrough Performance, Elena Haim and Cooper Hoffman, of course, won that one. National Society of Film Critics, Best Actress, Elena Haim, third place. Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, third place. New York Film Critics Circle, Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Top 10 Films of 2021, Licorice Pizza. Online Film Critics Society, all pending. Best Picture, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Actress, Elena Haim. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Editing, Andy Jurgensen. San Diego Film Critics Society, Best Breakthrough Artist, Elena Haim, with a nomination. Best Comedic Performance, Bradley Cooper, won that one. The San Francisco Bay Area Film Critics Circle, Best Picture, Licorice Pizza. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Film Editing, Andy Jurgensen. All got nominations. Satellite Awards, which I never heard of. Best Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical, Licorice Pizza. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical, Elena Haim. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Film Editing, It's all pending. Wait, hold on. Let me take a look at something. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, where did I leave off? Oh, I know where I left off. I know where I left off, though. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all pending. And this is the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role, Bradley Cooper, still pending. Of course, Seattle Film Critics Society. Best Picture, Licorice Pizza. Best Actress in a leading role, Elena Haim. Best Assembled Cast, the cast of Licorice Pizza. Best Youth Performance, Cooper Hoffman. Best Film, of course, got nominations. Best Film, Licorice Pizza won that one. Let's see. So, Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson. And this is for the St. Louis Film Critics Association. Best Assembled, the cast of Licorice Pizza. Best Editing, Andy Jerkerson. All got nominations. Of course, Best Soundtrack, Licorice Pizza, also got a nomination. Best Comedy, Licorice Pizza. Best Scene, Truck Driving in Reverse, also won that one. Best, so Toronto Film Critics Association. Best Film, Licorice Pizza, runner-up. Best Supporting Actor, Bradley Cooper, won that one. Best Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, runner-up. Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. Best Original Screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, with a nomination. Hold on for 1 second. Look, I want to say something actually before I go on to the next one. Look, if you are basically making a movie in terms of the storyline or whatever case scenario may be, look, you're doing this for you because that's your craft, that's your project. Why the hell would you want to be fake outraged or whatever case scenario may be? And this is the shit that I hate, though, man. Like, you got random people who want to find something to complain about. You want to try to throw a backlash to a movie like Licorice Pizza? Like, come on. If it's a funny movie to watch, I'm probably going to check it out myself, regardless of the fucking fake outrage shit that's going on, man. Like, cut it out, man. It's a fucking movie, man. It's not. There's certain scenes in the movie that's fictional, man. It's fictional. It's not real. Okay? I'm just saying, because you're tired of people who say that they don't like certain things or whatever, or inclusion or whatever, but there's a time and a place for inclusion and stuff like that in certain movies and stuff. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? So our last particular segment of the day is... what we have here is Music Kool-Aid. Make some noise for Music Kool-Aid right here, though, man, right here. And of course, you know, music Kool-Aid. And part of this episode is basically about a music artist from Houston, Texas, who goes by the name of Perry Jones. Yes. Hold on a second. The talented multi-singer, I will fill you in on who she is as soon as I get to Spotify. Hold on a sec. Okay, give me a minute. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go. So, for many of you who may or may not know who Perry Jones is, I am going to fill you in right now. All right, so Perry Jones is a 23-year-old Houston native currently residing in New York City, combining elements of old-school R&B and modern influences. She has successfully cultivated a unique sound that feels both nostalgic and fresh out. And I will get to her Twitter and Instagram in a second. So we're going to go over her music discography right here. So these are some singles that I actually got a chance to listen to. So this is Hurt Me Enough. Hold on a minute. Yeah, this is Hurt Me. This is Enough. Free. Ugly, which is an EP. Insecure, Bad Habit, I Know, Ugly, and Free. Teardrops. Slab. Details. Another EP. Teardrops, Slab, Friends, Ready, Reckless. Issues. Brand New. Don P. And of course, WYN. Okay. Now, I did get a chance to listen to her music and singles and stuff. And, you know, I've started following her over the years in terms of the fact that she started making music and stuff. So, you know, for me, her music kind of clicked to me, man, when I started listening to it for the first time, especially the singles and stuff. Now, I don't have a favorite song per se, but you know, I gotta say some of the songs really caught my eye, and I have to say it is the most awesome storyline in each song, the most incredible sounds, incredible lyrics, incredible storytelling. I have to say it's lit, and it's a masterpiece, man. So, you know, I hope she keeps up the good work, and I wish her the best of luck in her music journey, you know what I mean? So follow your dreams, and don't let anybody stop you, all right? So let me go to her social media handles in case you guys want to know more about her. Let's see. You can follow her on the Twitter. As soon as this loads up, I'll get to it. Hold on a second. Wait a minute here. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute here. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time, actually. Okay, you can follow her on Twitter, which is Perry Jones Music. All right. And for Instagram, I'm going to pull that up right now. Give me a second. Let's see. Wait for this to load. It's not loading, but hold on. Let me use my phone for this. No, hold on. I got it. Okay. Hold on. Let me search for her. Hold on. This thing is not loading. So you can follow her on Instagram, which is Perry Jones Official, for her music journey, her singles, her albums, whatever. Her EPs and stuff like that. Of course, make sure you listen to her music on Spotify, of course. Of course, follow her on Twitter, which is Perry Jones Music. And, of course, don't forget to follow her on Instagram, which is Perry Jones Official. All right? So, there you have it right there, man. And, let's see. I think that's going to be it for this episode right here, though, man. Listen. Hold on a minute. Yeah. It's going to be it for this episode right here on episode 45. If you like what you heard in today's episode 45 or any previous episodes whatsoever, please feel free to show some love by making a charitable donation to my Cash App, which is GMoneyStacks555. That's $G, lowercase money, capital S, lowercase TACKZ, 555. Once again, it's not about breaking the bank and having a lot of money to show more support. It's all about doing the best you can, and whatever amount that you are comfortable with will be appreciated. All right? You don't need a lot of money to actually show support in somebody who is doing a podcast and stuff. You know what I mean? So, anyway. All right. So, we're going to go over the social media handles right there. So, first and foremost, follow me at GMoneyStacks, Queens, New York, at 17 Live. And, of course, you can follow this show right here, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, on Instagram, which is The Review Show. Make sure you follow my other show, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show. Make sure you follow my number one show that already reached a one-year anniversary and has 106 episodes. Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, all in one word. Now, I already put everything in the description of the YouTube channel, so you guys are more welcome to actually, you know, copy and paste and put it into the search engine. And you can also follow me on the gram, which is GMoneyStacks 555 in Queens, New York. All right. Now we're gonna go over the audio streaming platforms. We're gonna go over the places where you could listen to the episodes of this podcast whatsoever. And first and foremost, if you are on Instagram and you're gonna see a link that says Linktree/MeticulousVibesJuice Podcast, it's going to take you to, when you click on there, it's going to take you to a whole list of audio streaming platforms, including YouTube. So it includes Anchor, Audible, Audacity, Amazon Music, Breaker, CastBox FM, Deezer, Listen Notes, and the newly added streaming platform, Moon FM Podcast, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podfriend, Podopolo, Podorama, Podcast Index, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Reason FM, Spotify. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating in Podchaser, Podfriend, and Spotify. It'll be appreciated. Even though you may not have anything to say on there, but that's okay. Of course, make sure you give us your feedback on what you thought about the review of the music artist today, titled The Incredible Houston Music Artist of Perry Jones. And of course the best comedies of 2021 and stuff like that. And of course, if you have any ideas on any particular music artists, particular singers, rappers, movies, TV shows, games, and podcasts that you would like me to review, feel free to DM me at GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. And if you would like to be a part of the show as far as being a co-host in the future for the review show, I'm going to actually look into that sometime in the near future. I don't know when exactly, but it's a wait and see process though, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we are on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and don't forget to listen to Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast review show on Google Podcasts, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, the number one app for music, radio, and podcasts. And last but not least, the YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast channel page, by enabling alerts with the notification bell. Make sure you stick around for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that's already automatically recorded that will be uploaded and posted to the YouTube channel page. Download your favorite episodes. Don't forget to rate. Don't forget to leave a like and a comment, along with sharing the episodes, share the videos, tell a friend to another friend, spread the word, and of course, Don't forget to share the podcast along with audio streaming platforms with the link that says Linktree/MeticulousVibeJuicePodcast on there with your friends. Listen, man. Listen. This has been a fun show today. Let me just go ahead and just say, make sure you reach out to your loved ones, your wives, your husbands, your girlfriends, boyfriends, friends, and stuff. Those individuals might be found on the outside, but on the inside, they are not. So please feel free to actually reach out to them to see what's going on with them on the inside and how they feeling and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? There is no timeline or time frame to reach out to somebody, man. You just got to take a risk. And when you take a risk, you get rewarded. Also, man, let me just go ahead and give you some podcast game, man, on how to start a podcast right here, man. If you have a dream of being a podcaster like myself, who has 3 shows under my belt, don't worry, I got you. The key important equipment that you need to start a podcast, you need headphones. You also need a microphone. It doesn't have to be anything too expensive. Like, it doesn't have to be too pricey. It could be a Yeti microphone. It could be an Voxcon microphone, which I bought from Target, which is not from Amazon, by the way, folks. But you can find some. You can find some on Amazon, but it might be a little pricey. So you can look into Target. You can look into Best. No, you can look into you can look into Walmart. So those are the best places that I can actually recommend. And speaking of recommendations, let me recommend StreamYard to you guys. StreamYard is a software that I use to put my YouTube channels in. It's a software that has creation tools where you can create segments alongside with talking points, as far as like creating your own brand. And of course, it allows you to send links to people who have email addresses, phone numbers, and of course, you know, social media handles, especially Instagram. I will gladly be able to do that with you. And you can create an account with StreamYard so you can get the email in regards to the login number. So you type in your email addresses, whether it's your personal or your show's email address. You can actually make sure that you basically when you see the email, type in the number and then you press log and you press login and then you should be all straight and set. And what I like about this software, it has better quality than Zoom, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like sometimes, you know, like I notice with some podcast shows that's using Zoom and their audio quality be fucking up and shit. So that's really crazy right there though. But when you are creating a podcast name for yourself, make sure that it represents you. No matter if anybody likes the name of the show or not. So also podcasting, when it comes to creating content as far as episodes and stuff like that, it's all about having, you know, the passion and the confidence and the energy for you to be energetic behind the microphone, so you can be able to be all you could be as a podcast host. Now, podcasting is not about pleasing the people that's listening and watching. It's all about what you think about the topics as far as your thoughts and talks, opinions and facts. You know what I'm saying? And for the most part, there you have it right there, though, man. Make sure you are safe and be mindful to the people that you are around with, as far as like in vans, subways, buses, taxis, restaurants, wherever you are and stuff like that. And make sure you have your water and your soap and hand sanitizer alongside with your water to drink and your Gatorade for electrolytes and for energy and strength. All right. So I think that's it for me, man. And I hope you guys enjoy episode 45. Make sure you go listen to Perry Jones's music. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, which is Perry Jones Music. And make sure you follow her on Instagram as well, which is Perry Jones Official. All right. So there you have it right there, though, man. And don't forget, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast is on Mondays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m. on YouTube. All right. Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast is on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 10. And my sports show, which is Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, the sports edition show, is on Sundays at 6 p.m. All right. So there you have it right there, though, man. And don't forget to turn on your notifications on Instagram. And don't forget to turn on your notifications as far as like alerts. So you can be reminded of when the show goes on the air live and stuff. So there you have it. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you very much for listening to me and rocking with me. And I hope you guys enjoy and learn from this episode and being able to follow your dreams, man, and being able to do the best you can as a human being, man, and tell your story and all that other stuff. So there you have it right there, man. And I'm going to be out of here so I could be able to get ready for work and stuff. So there you go. Be careful out there. Be safe. Peace and one love. And have yourself a good night. I'll see you guys next time.
Check this out, folks. If you like what you heard, I need your help on a couple of things. I need you to go follow the show's page on Instagram, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, alongside with Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. And you can follow me also on my primary handle on the gram, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York, for more postings of each episode with the topics. Also, go to YouTube and grab the subscribe button, enable alerts of the notification bell, so you can be reminded of when the show goes on the air live via live stream. More video content, like, comment on the episodes with the topics, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that will automatically be posted to the YouTube channel page. Share the videos, spread the word. Be sure to download your favorite episodes. Tell a friend to tell another friend. Share the podcast with audio streaming platforms with your friends. And also tell us what you think about the episodes and the topics, and what you thought about the topics as well. And what topics you think we should talk about next to review. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening to the show. Peace and one love.